I gave him the big build-up earlier. He's not going to get another one. Let's get straight down to it. The Waratahs up against the Hurricanes. No Bowden Barrett there for the Hurricanes. It's a very, very important start to the season here at Brookvale Oval. Hopefully a sellout, Berkey. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you, boys. And I believe it is, you know, getting that way, which is great. You know, the guys have always spoken about taking the games sort of, you know, to the suburban games, to sort of out of Sydney. And obviously with Allianz being rebuilt, they're going to be able to do that. So, yeah, I'm sure a big crowd will be coming up. But as you mentioned, they've got to be spot on against this outfit that's minus Bowden Barrett, but it's still chock full of All Blacks. So, you know, they are going to be up against it. And I heard you talking about the, you know, the boys going back to the future with Carmichael Hunt and Adam Ashley Cooper in the centres there. And that's obviously because of the rotation policy that they're using this year from the Rugby Australia's perspective, that their big dogs have to have some time down. So you obviously don't want to put them all out at one in the one game. So they're going to sporadically spare these guys over the length of the tournament. I think it's only two games that they have to sit out from, but Beal gets the first one, the first cab off the rank there, and has a bit of a rest. So, you know, these guys need to be spot on. You're right, on Saturday night, to have any chance of sort of, I suppose, gaining that momentum, all that bravado that they're looking for to keep some momentum or gain some momentum in this 2019 season.
Is this Waratahs team? Obviously, they're capable of winning this.
Well, they're packed full of wallabies.
But where realistically do you expect them to finish, and what's the goal for them?
Yeah.
For a good season.
Will they finish on top? Will they be Super Rugby champions? I don't think so. They've got a competitive side. The thing about what I'm more interested in is the style that they're going to play with, Loz. They'll win more games than they lose, I imagine. But, you know, will they be at the top there? I mean, you only have to be at the top of the Super Rugby competition for your own sort of franchise to keep moving forward. So, you know, the interesting part about it is how they're going to play the game. They've had a couple of trial matches and they've lost those two. And, you know, trials don't really mean anything, but it's the style that they're looking for. And that directive has it, how much influence has come down from sort of, you know, Rugby Australia and how they're going to play the game. So, you know, they've got some quality players there. You know, when you look around that back line and through the forwards, Jack Dempsey's back from that hamstring injury that he sustained probably about, you know, 12 months ago thereabouts. So he'll be a good inclusion in that back row at number eight. And then you've got some, you know, you've got some big boppers there. But, you know, it's all about that physicality, Loz, as you know, that you've got to win that battle to start with. And if they can get some kind of ascendancy, it gives the backs a little bit of a chance to play.
Can we expect more kicking from the Australian teams this year? Because I read somewhere about, you know, we wanted to play expansive football and that obviously hasn't worked at the test level. So do you think some of the feedback coming through the system will be we need to play a bit more percentage-based football?
Smarter kicking, absolutely. I was chatting with Brad Fittler the other day. We were watching our kids play touch footy, and I remember a comment that he mentioned before one of the games in commentary. And he said, you know, it's better to play down the other end than defend in your own. And I thought that's so true. And the trap that I think a lot of Australian teams have fallen into, and even sort of at that Wallaby level, is, you know, they're trying to score from their own 22. Just play, yeah, play smart. Lots play percentages. And that's the idea that perhaps they're trying to grow as a team to say, hey, let's make smarter decisions. I mean, kicking, I'm all for kicking, but it's got to be the right kicking. It's not sort of reactionary, so to speak. So put pressure on them when they go, and make sure that you know, you've got a good chase in the rest of it. But at the same time, you know, they've got to be able to play smarter when they throw the ball about. So, you know, you're looking at guys, Bernard Foley, you know, who's got, you know, obviously some smarts about him to be able to guide the team around to get them in the right spots. Loz, I think that's the key for some kind of parity on Saturday night.
Just a couple of quick tips, if we can, Berkey. Waratahs are 3-10 against the Hurricanes, minus Bowden Barrett.
I think the Hurricanes will do this one. You know, a couple of guys haven't played for Waratahs as of yet under the sort of, you know, the RA regulation. So their first hit out is going to be their first comp game. So I just think the strength of the Hurricanes is going to be too good for the boys on the weekend.
And I thought this one that kicks off tonight would be more even, but at tab.com.au, $1.46, the Brumbies, red-hot favourites at home at GIO, up against the Melbourne Rebels, who have got a red-hot team, $2.70, that looks like value, and they've got that new halves combination of Will Genya and Quade Cooper.
Well, yeah, I heard you say back to the future. You know, that was the 2011 you know, halves pairing when they did so well back for the Reds. So I'm looking forward to this game tonight. You're right. I wouldn't mind just, you know, throwing a couple on the Rebels. You know, they've had a good preseason. As you said, they've revamped their squad. And then all of a sudden, you've got this guy, Quade Cooper, hooking up again with Will Genia. And you just throw a little curveball in there. I reckon Rebels might be a little shot there.
What about in the battle over there in New Zealand, the Auckland Blues, who haven't had a great time of it over the last couple of years, taking on the champions, the Crusaders? The Blues are $3.20 with a new coach in charge, and the Crusaders $1.35. And the Blues are at home.
$1.35. I mean, it looks so good. The odds. Do you know, I'm going to throw a curveball out here and say, I might just take that Blues at the start there.
Seven.
They're at home. They've revamped. Crusaders notoriously start a little bit slow as well. So, let's just throw a little curveball out, try and find some value. And I reckon maybe even a sneaky little win for those guys as well. But certainly, it'll be...
$3.20.
Yeah, do a little sneaky win. Right. Don't be afraid of it early in the competition.
All right, so that's good. And if not, if you don't want the 3.20, you can take the 7 start there. So you like the 7 start for the Blues against the Crusaders tonight.
Yep.
There's obvious value there, the Melbourne Rebels tonight, $2.70 against the Brumbies. And then you like the Hurricanes. Well, you don't like them, but you're tipping the Hurricanes to be too good for the New South Wales Waratahs.
Yeah, exactly.
Good on you, Berkey.
Good on you, boys.